Shalom everyone, Shabbat Shalom. As you can hear, I'm not in 100% healthy. I woke up with this cold, so I tried to make it sweet and short. In this week parasha, we are handling relationships between people, between nations, between families. And one of the most interesting psukim verses, maybe in all of the Torah, is the verse that says that we shouldn't hate the Egyptians because we were hosted in their land. I want to try to reflect on it for a second. It basically means and says that because we lived in Egypt before we were enslaved there, we need to give them credit, we need to appreciate them, and we need to give them some merit. Therefore, we shouldn't hate them. First of all, one of the commentaries explains that when the Torah gives you an explanation on something and says, because you were, it's because it's something that is not logic. It's not logic to say and ask for somebody that went through the enslavery in Egypt to love Egyptians. It's only to give you an example, as all of us Jewish people came from, a lot of us came from Europe. It's basically saying, thank you to the Nazis of hosting us for many, many years in their homeland. We know how it's all ended. What is the Torah trying to say to us? And when you look at this in a wider perspective, you actually see that there are a couple of other nations and the way we should treat them. Not only we shouldn't hate the Egyptians, we shouldn't also hate the Edomites. Edomites, the story of Esau, this is his children, because he was your brother. Again, you remember all the bad things that happened? Wait for a second. Also remember that he was your brother. And appreciate it and don't hate them. And on the contrary, nations like Moab and Ammon, who didn't welcome us into their land, give us water or food, we should remember that, and we shouldn't allow them to join the people of Israel very fast. So what is all of that reminding and forgetting and appreciating the small minor good deeds they did? I think to summarize it in a couple of levels is, number one, acknowledging good. And this is something that is a subject we talked about many, many times. The Torah is trying to tell us many, many times how much it's important for having a thankfulness and to gratitude to good things that happen to you. Yes, in the bigger picture, we were slaves in Egypt, but in the beginning, there was famine, and they welcomed us, pretty nice in the beginning of when we arrived to Egypt. And think about it, how many times during the Torah we're reminded of small, minor things and the obligation of us to remember the good. Remember the good. How Moshe is not allowed to hit the ground and the water, the Nile, because it saved him. Appreciate the good in life. Why is it important? Because if you don't appreciate the good in life, one day you will reject God as well. If you understand how every minor, every small things in life, which is positive towards you, and as we always remember, it's not, nobody owes you anything. But if you acknowledge the good, you will acknowledge God's good as well. So that's the very basic level of remembering the good inside the bad. But I think there's another layer here, and it's basically of how you want to live your life. I think that the fact that we are being asked not to hate the Egyptians doesn't necessarily talk about the people of Pharaoh and his people at that time. Today you see an Egyptian in the streets. Are you still seeing accountable for what happened there hundreds of years ago? Do you want to live life with this feeling, with these emotions of hate inside of you, that you're looking and you're counting and saying, oh, he did it to me, that to me, this. The feelings of hate is not good. It's not healthy. You want to release it. You want to try to avoid it. Yes, you won't forget what they did, but try not to hate them, meaning don't bring hate to your life and to your spirit. And when you bring hate to your spirit for any reason, you get used to it. And the Torah tried to tell you, it happened, don't forget, but look at this thing and try to clean the hate out of you. And the flip side, as we said, to remember the negative things that that nation gave us, as well as the general bigger picture. It says that everything in this world happens for a reason. Everything in this world happened, and we need to learn about the way we need to treat the world and treat others as the way they treat us. It is not a story of revenge. It's a story of understanding the philosophy. And what's interesting about Ammon and Moab, as the verse says, is they brought us Bilam and Balak, and eventually they brought the women of Moab temptation to the Jewish people. Our sages says as follow: it's one thing if somebody wants to kill you, but if somebody wants to lower your holiness level, your moral levels, your spirituality, this is something you shouldn't forget. This is something you need to put in your mind, in your soul. And this is why you need to consider if you want to bring them to your nation. Because they did it once, they can do it again. My reflection on this is, what do we feel now towards our enemies in Gaza? What do you think? Do you think people are hating the people of Gaza? Do you think we should hate the people of Gaza? Or do you think we should continue with our life? This is an open question. What would you feel? What would you feel against those people and against the people that made our life so very much hard? And not to avoid the hard questions, what do you think they are going to feel towards us and towards the next generations? Hate is not a good thing. Let's stop it. Shabbat Shalom.